Lost and found, discovering who you are after everything changes. Hi, I'm Kim Harms, and it's a 68-year-old grandmother. I can look back and measure my life by five profound losses. Each seismic shift that split my world into before and after. Yet through it all, I've learned that life's most painful chapters can lead to rediscovery and strength. My first loss came when I was just seven. My mother, a beautiful, loving woman, spiraled into despair after being blamed for my birth defect, three missing fingers, due to a controversial drug, thalidomide. Her guilt consumed her, and she was institutionalized. My siblings and I were whisked away by my father and a stepmother who didn't want us. Life became a daily reminder that we were unwanted, unloved, and unseen. That loss taught me resilience. By 17, I'd saved for college, only to face my second catastrophe, my mother's suicide. I was crushed with guilt, believing my deformity had caused our family's collapse. Grief lied to me, whispering blame where there was none. I felt lost, but clawed my way forward, determined to find myself. And I did. At the University of Maryland, I met Jim, the love of my life. I pursued dentistry, even though I was told I couldn't succeed with just one good hand. I proved them wrong, graduated, married Jim, and built a beautiful life together. Thriving practice, three amazing children, and a world of happiness. Then came the unthinkable. Our son Eric, brilliant, kind, full of promise, died by suicide at only 19. It shattered our family and my very soul. I woke each day to the understanding that my new reality was my worst nightmare. But in the midst of that grief, a cousin, someone who had lost his brother at about the same age as Eric, and who felt that he had also lost his parents to grief at the same time, confronted me with words that changed my life. "Don't you ever," he said, "let your living children feel they are not enough. Don't you do that to them." Oh, those words sparked a fierce determination in me. I would not let grief steal more than it already had. I sought professional help, shifted my focus to my family, and rebuilt my life again. It was hard and it took time, but it was worth it. But loss wasn't done with me. In 2009, a sudden disability ended my career as a dentist. And in 2020, after years of declining health, I lost Jim. His final gift to us was a living funeral, a day of love, gratitude, and goodbyes. It was beautiful, even as it marked the beginning of my fifth chapter of loss. Each of these moments left me feeling lost, but I've learned that being lost is a starting point for finding yourself again. It's a chance to redefine who you are, even when the old version of you is gone. Number one, accept kindness without guilt and never judge anyone's grief. Number two, care for your physical health, even when your heart is breaking. Number three, fight the grief pit and depression with everything you have. Hope is worth the battle. Number four, forgiveness is essential. We can't control the whys of life's tragedies. And number five, peace, joy, purpose, and new identities are still possible, even after loss. Now I embrace my identity as a grandmother and a woman of faith. Though I've lost much, I've gained a deeper understanding of love and purpose. Every day I strive to make a small difference in someone else's life. Not always successful, but I keep trying. Because no matter how much we've lost, the living still need us. And that is a legacy worth fighting for. Thank you.